Yeah.
Can I just ask on the subject of company name? I mean, it used to be people said, well, you should also own, you know, a variation of your name so that if people get it wrong, they can redirect it. Now I find if you search for something on Google, it, you know, very quickly works out what the person, did you mean such and such? So yeah. Is there any point considering that? Or?
It's a difficult one because if you want people to find your spelling mistake, then you have to have your spelling mistake on the website. So there's an argument not to do that. But there is one thing that you should do, and that is if you have a .co.uk, register the .com as well, if you haven't already, and just have that, get your web person to point that to your .co.uk. That's a golden rule.
Unfortunately, that's already gone .com in Australia.
There you go. Yeah, didn't get there quick enough. Well, it's probably gone before you came up with a name.
In fact, something I'd go a little bit further than that. If it's normally taken, and often it is, if you buy something and you buy Serenity Financial Planning or Broken Table, whatever, what Peter told me is just buy everything you can. If this, oh, do you want the .org and .net? I just bought it a lot. And the reason is because when I got the Sold in the Air Limited, or Sold in the Air, I put soldinair.com, that was it. Within 6 months, two companies in the States had also bought Solomon and Air, and they were huge organisations, and they just swamped me out of existence. And it really scared me, because it meant nobody could find them. And they bought Solomon.org and Solomon.net, and then about 20,000 people just were talking to each other across these two websites until I didn't exist anymore. And so what Peter said was that we just buy everything. We've got the code that we can get .com,
The main ones. Yeah, I wouldn't worry too much about the obscure Czech ones and stuff.
There's a .co, isn't there?
Yeah, .co. Yeah, I'm not convinced about that yet.
I've ordered that already.
Yeah, I mean, it's, but for the cost, you know, between £5-10, in fact, .co's a bit more than that. But what it does prevent is cyber squatting, where an unscrupulous character will buy a domain name similar to yours and then set up a company. So imagine you've got the .co.uk, yeah, abcfinances.co.uk, and someone just doesn't remember, they type in abcfinances.com and they go to your competitor snatching your prospects. So that's why one should do it.
I'd say the Australian company's got that name, they're quite a good company. They're real good quality company.
Yeah.
If you check that out,
the competitors will do that. But it's me, and they will squat beside you and start doing business. I didn't see where people are squatting beside somebody quite well known and then starting ripping off and ripping off the rest.
Yeah.
I think another thing we did as well, our logo and name is a registered trademark, it costs us £200. We just thought it was that free circle design, and that is registered to us. So again, if anybody did that, and try to get regulated and do everything you need to do with us, they're very difficult to do that. But we also got financial planning, asset management, we own all them as well as companies.
Yeah. Yeah. For what it costs, it's not worth taking the chance.
What is the position that people just buy up addresses just because they want to have them and say, well, I'll give it to you for a vast amount of
money? Yeah, people do that, yeah.
I hear that quite a lot of them don't get away with it now. If you had marksandspencers.com and you grabbed it when you saw them setting up their first site 10 years ago or whatever, they'd just try and sell it to them, wouldn't they?
They would, and if they're infringing a trademark and it's seen by courts as being cyber squatting on that sort of stuff, then it's harder to get away with. But who wants to go through that hassle? The worst case that I've seen was for a company called Play and Party, owned by a friend of mine. Registered the .com, playandparty.com, and they do fancy dress hire. Someone in the same road, the very same street he lives in, a neighbour, bought playandparty.co.uk and set up a competitive business. Outrageous. Absolutely. I mean, could you believe it? But there you go. So he messed up. Right. Some of the rules that Google says, page 19. Rules. Suggestions. Google says you ought to have a sitemap on your website. By the way, some of the things here I'm telling you today, I should have said this earlier. I'm not expecting you to go all technical on the internet, but what I want to arm you with is enough knowledge to make an intelligent purchase from your web supplier or your internet marketing supplier, so that they won't bamboozle you and say, oh, you've got to have meta tags and we'll spend, you know, you charge you all this money to do this, whereas certain things don't apply. So I just want to, I'm trying to get to you to the point to be an intelligent buyer. Things to have on your website, a site map. Google says make it information rich. It's true that the more interesting a website is, the more likely someone's going to read it. And if you can make it remarkable, i.e. people remark about your website, even better. Google says use the words that people would use to find you, or would type to find you. Use text, not images, to display important content. If you've got an image, back it up with text. You might be tempted to go all video. Well, Google can't read videos yet. It does own YouTube, but it can't read them yet. So have text next to the video. One of the things I like to, I think it's an easy way to get around this, is if you're thinking, well, what script should I use? Well, you would have got together an executive summary using Dave's template there. That can serve as a template for your homepage copy, and it can also serve as a script for your video. Script, whether it's read or whether it just appears as words. Right. So some of the tests for you to apply. Can you find your own website? Page 20. Let's pick someone at random. Come on. What's your...
Brody McLean.
Brody McLean. B-R-O-D-I-E.
M-A-C.
L-E-A-N.
Yeah.
Woohoo! Brody McLean. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yeah, we're there. You've passed the test. In as much as the first item found on Google is the website we're looking for. Now, if you are not number one, because there's a Brody McLean in America that's really super duper and you're just way down on second page, that's when you use Google AdWords. Okay? You may have heard of Google AdWords, these ads that appear on the right hand side of the screen. In fact, if I just put IFA, there you go. These are the Google AdWords. These are Google AdWords as well. If your company doesn't appear on the first page of Google when someone is searching for your company name, sign up for Google AdWords and pay 10p, 20p, whatever, a click, and just have a campaign set up for your company name, plus all the misspellings of your name. That solves that problem too. Okay.
Can I just ask Peter?
Yeah.
If I'm on find up on page 2 because other people have found things on page 1.
Yeah.
What's the value of being on page 2 on the Google search?
Diddly squat. Just if you flip forward to page 22, the stats are on there. 89% of traffic, of web traffic, is captured by the first page of Google. So if you're not on the first page of Google for Brody McLean, chances are people won't click forward.
Which is really embarrassing if you've been referred by, say, an accountant or system. Client goes to, prospective client goes to type your name in, can't see you on the first page, you don't exist.
And the bit that I can't understand, people still do this, watch this. If you gave me brodymclean.co.uk, what I would do, what Pete Lisney does, he types up here, he goes up to the address bar and he types Brody McLean. However, what a lot of folk do, they go to Google because they just love Google and they type in www.brodymclean in the search. So if you can't be found that way, yeah. Then if you can't be found in the search bar, then you've got a problem. And the only way to get around that quickly is to use Google AdWords.
I've just done that exercise on my iPhone here, just something really interesting here, which I've had a Facebook page for business for 3 weeks. About that?
Yeah.
So I've typed in my company name, Midlands Investment Agency, and thankfully it is number one on Google. But second is my Facebook page, Facebook business profile. And that's from 3 weeks ago. It's cost me nothing more.
The average time spent on Facebook across the world now is 3 times the time spent on any other internet. 3 times. There are 3 times more people joining Facebook than joining anything else on the internet globally in the last 12 months.
John, do you have a question?
Well, I'm more interested in making sure that if someone is actually looking for, not looking for your site particularly, but you're saying you're looking for a financial, let's just say looking for a financial planner in Edinburgh.
Yep.
You won't come up top.
No.
At least I don't think so. I think that's where some of the clever.
If you use Google Local, you can get to number one.
Yeah.
Google Local.
I'll mention that in a second.
It's free. Okay. If you type in Wolverhampton IFA, you'll find me number one, and it's cost me nothing to get that. Google Local. You just type in the Google bomb.
It's called Google Places now. They just changed the name.
Okay.
Yeah.
Changed
it in
the
last few weeks. Yeah. The. That's an excellent point. If you want to be found, the only thing with John you're saying there is how many people are going to search for a financial planner. Typically, people look for recommendation or other sources. So I wouldn't get too upset about not appearing there
free,
for that purpose.
If it's free, it's just another place to be visible. You're right, not many people are going to search for it, but if you do happen to be right up there, then it's not going to be any harm.
Let's just show you what we're talking about here. I've done a search for IFA Wolverhampton, mm-hmm. and what we've got here, we've got lots of different places. Whoops. Okay. Let's just take you around the page. These are paid for advertising. So these folks are probably paying a pound, or probably about £1.50 to £2.50 for a click. These, again, are paid for advertising. Down here, by the way, ignore all this. This is just saying, ignore that. This is the SEO stuff I've got going on here. Here, these are organic results. I
just go up a tiny bit. This margin.
Yeah, I'm going to talk about that in a second. These here are organic results. So these have been found. You've been found on the search engine. That can, depending on your, if you were looking for insurance, car insurance, you. In fact, for car insurance, reckon on spending £20,000 a week on search engine optimization. Okay, you want to be on the first page of Google. So, competitive terms, forget it. Right. Which, incidentally, was when I was in the business, we didn't bother with SEO. It was cheaper to spend 100 grand a year on advertising in magazines than it was to be on the search engines. Right. Now, this is what Martin's talking about. This is Google Places, and it is free to just to circle that and underline it and put it in bold, free to register on Google Places. And what you do with Google Places, you can put information about your location and the services that you offer. If I just click on directions, hours and more. Oh dear, what an ugly. Oh, sorry, Matt. it shocked me there for a second. Yeah, you do. I put someone else. Someone handsome on there. Okay. So, you see the sort of information there that we've got? And you've even put a video up there. Well done. Excellent. So that's what you can do with Google Places. And you'll appear. It will take a week or two, but you should appear. And if you in 48 hours for you. Yeah. It will appear very quickly. So that should be on your list. Just scribble it down on your things, on the page. Right, just to finish off here, a couple of other. Page 20 was these are the tests that you should do. Can you find your own website? Is there a clear objective on your website? You know, is there a course of action you want your prospect to take? Are the words effective? Does the target market know that you are looking for that person? Do you follow the simple marketing rules of attention, interest, credibility, desire, action? Are you different? You know, why should I do business with you rather than any other financial planner or IFA? Okay. Moving on page 21. Other things. Do you have testimonials or case studies? Even better, do you have any video testimonials? Because they are believable. Written ones, less so. Any reasons to return to the website? Videos, blogs in particular.
Video testimonial, you get one of your best clients to do a 20-second...
Yeah, no more than a minute. No more than a minute. They're just saying, really grateful for what Andrew has done. And this is the problem I had, this is how he solved it, and this is the result. Okay. There's a couple of suggestions there for those of you that are a bit more technically inclined of looking for links and who links to your website. Ranking, I wouldn't be too concerned about for yourselves, because if you've got a tightly targeted niche, then I don't expect you to be... ranking globally high as a website, so I'm not too fussed about that.
Quick comment on content. I think people and I both feel similar about this. I've seen a lot of stuff showing the latest FT news and the latest this and the BBC that and the stock exchange that. I just don't see a point of that. I can get all that stuff from the FT website. You know, I don't need that from you. I'm not coming to you for that. Other people do it better than you do. So why would I come to you for all that stuff? It's just stuff. And it just gets in the way of the website. Crisp, simple, clear. What do you want me to do? What am I here for? What action do you want me to take? You know? And if I come back, it's because of something I'm really, really interested in that I can get from you that I can't get from the FT website. Otherwise, it's just stuff. And that signals to me you just had a template website company come in and put in a template with all this garbage on. What it is garbage.
Sorry, just on that point, how many pages then? I mean, the way we're talking now, which is a call to action and some information about the problems, I mean, you could be talking about a 2 or 3 page site.
Yeah, I'd be more inclined to go with a sort of half dozen or to 10 pages. Really, realistically, there should be a home page which immediately tells your ideal prospect that they are in the right place, and hopefully excludes the time wasters and tire kickers. There should be an About Us. Funnily enough, the About Us page normally is the second most read page on any website. So a decent About Us that says, you know, you think your life was hard, I was born in a... You know. So it just tells you where you've been.
You still wear clogs to work.
Yeah, yours was hard, yeah. A Contact Us page, because everyone knows web usability, somewhere on the website should be a Contact Us. Do not repeat, underline, bold, try and be funky, and replace Contact Us with Check Us Out or... some other words for Contact Us. Use the accepted normal words and don't be clever, and then perhaps something along the line of services, but it could be your journey, you know, client journey sort of information on that page. Right. I'm back on page 20.
Testimonials
page. Testimonials, well, hopefully intermingled with the text, but you could put them on a separate page as well.
Could embed them on your homepage.
I would like a testimonial video to be embedded somewhere prominent, yeah, like a homepage. Right, page 22. So I mentioned about Google, the percentages there. 42% of traffic captured by the first result on Google. That's why you should be on Google Places. Natural results based on your content quality. People use Google to solve problems. So this is, we're talking search engine optimization. So if people use it to solve problems, make sure the words that you use are the words that they're looking, that they might type in to Google when trying to find the answer to those problems. Busy restaurant syndrome. You know, when you're on holiday, which restaurant do you eat at? The one that's full up, because it's, chances are it's decent food. So with similar applies to websites and the way Google looks at them. Google says popular website must be really good, I'll rank it up even higher. Okay, page 23. What Google looks for. Well, something to remember is that Google is a commercial operation. It's not a not-for-profit organisation. Okay. Google gets paid by but you remember Yahoo and AltaVista? You know, hey, they're little people now compared to Google. Google gets paid by advertisers. On the right-hand side of a regular page, you would have seen the pay-per-click ads. And if you're in Gmail or stuff like that, you get loads of ads. Because it gets paid by its users, it has to give its users a good experience. Its users, you know, you doing the 10 searches per day, if you suddenly stop, if Google stops working and doesn't deliver the results that you want, you'll go and use Yahoo or MSN, or, you know, whatever, some other provider. So Google is committed to delivering the results of people who are searching. And so it looks for relevance, which is matching a page to the words that someone types in on the search engine, like IFA Wolverhampton. And it looks for authority as well. How many pages link to Midlands Investment Agency, for example? And you'll always attract links through the quality of your content. A link would be, for instance, on my website, I link to my clients so I can show people examples. And that actually gives, because my site's been around for a while, it's quite credible as far as Google's concerned, and it gives inferred credibility to a new client's website. The best links to have is if you could possibly get a link from any government site. Now, a government site could be even a school. So anything that ends in .gov, .uk, then get a link on there if you can, somehow or other. You know, beg, borrow, steal, persuade, blackmail. If you can get a link from a BBC website, then you've made it, because Google thinks BBC is the, you know, bee's knees.
So is that where, sorry, the link appears on your website, or is that where somebody else has your website on there?
Well, the way it would be if, I don't think I'll be able to show you quickly. Say it's a very popular blog. What's an example of a popular blog in the financial services sector?
Robert Peston.
Sorry?
Robert Peston's business blog on BBC is, isn't it?
Okay, so...
Or Martin Bamford.
Martin Bamford. Martin Bamford, yeah. If you can get on the... he's Money Saving Expert, isn't it? Yeah.
That's Martin Lewis.
Martin Lewis. Oh, well, anyway, Martin Lewis. He's a good one. If you can get a link from someone, a very popular blog, and it says, this is a really interesting financial advisor who takes this approach to lifestyle planning and so forth. And then there's a credit at the bottom that says you can see his or her website at this address, abcplanning.com. You've got a link from a really highly credible website that goes through to your website, and so Google says, really important website, this one must be too, otherwise they wouldn't link. So that's the about credibility or authority. Nearly done. Oh, crikey, yeah. So I've talked about keywords quite a bit, actually, on and off in the last little while. And most important keywords to you are going to be your company name, funnily enough. And that is not the advice I give to other businesses. Page 25, just to finish up on then for this section. Pay-per-click. We've looked at Facebook pay-per-click advertising, which is where you could define that target market, the people within 10 miles of your house that are between 45 and 65 with a left, yeah, all those special interests. You also have Google pay-per-click advertising, and Google pay-per-click, you can use, it's pretty simple to set up to do it yourself. If you do a search on your name, ABC Financial Planning, and you don't appear on the first page of Google, then set up a Google AdWords campaign so that your company name does appear on the first page of Google, or get a child to do it. you don't need to pay lots of money to an independent consultant to do that. You can. You don't have to. And finally, LinkedIn, which we've talked about already, also has pay-per-click advertising. The only snag is it's even further behind Google than Facebook. And you can target by occupation and certain keywords in occupation and experience and so on. But geographically, you can only target the UK. So if your target, if you have a target market and you're prepared to work across the UK, then you can use LinkedIn as a viable pay-per-click advertising platform. If you're just operating within 10 miles of your shed, then you can't. Well, you can, but you'd be foolish to. There we go. That takes us up to lunch, Dave. Back to you.
Okay. Lunch is waiting for you.